We interviewed Ohio likely voters up through last evening, and we found that the president received about 48% of the support of likely voters, while Mitt Romney received 46. So a two-point advantage, well within the margin of error for the poll, and that's two consecutive polls now that we've done here in Ohio, talking to likely voters about the election, and at the end of the poll, we essentially came to the same conclusion, which is a dead heat between both candidates.
Now, you mentioned that the most recent poll before this one, you kind of had the same result. Has Romney gained over earlier polls, say, you know, over the late summer and fall?
Well, when you go all the way back to September, you see from September to earlier in October a gain for the Romney campaign. But in this particular poll, you do see a slight slide back. You see now a race that in the previous poll was tied does have a very slim two-point advantage for President Obama. But if I were either one of these campaigns, I don't think I would do much with this information. I think it would be full steam ahead and execute our plan for the weekend, because the likelihood based on these two polls is that the final outcome in Ohio is going to be very, very close.
Have the people who were polled said why Romney has gained, or in their eyes?
Well, we have, not in this specific poll, but in previous polls, we've asked a lot of questions of voters about the different issues and different events that have gone on throughout the campaign. In our polls, like you've seen nationally, certainly some people saw that first debate and all of the debates as a whole as a real big impacting event. When you look at issues, the president has tended over time to do better on foreign policy, while Mitt Romney has tended to do better on the economy. And one of the places that is an economic issue, but these two candidates are really fighting out, especially in northern Ohio, is this auto industry issue. And so there's been a good bit of back and forth between the two candidates on that issue. So I think if you look at some of the momentum that Romney's gained, certainly a good part of that comes from his debate performance, but also remember, you know, the first, second, third, and fourth issue this year are the economy, and Romney has been consistently besting President Obama on that economy measure.
Among your people who you've polled, of course.
Correct.
Let's turn now to the other race there, the Senate race between incumbent Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican State Treasurer Josh Mandel. Now, that one's, while not quite as tight as the presidential one, that one's tightening up too, apparently.
When you look at the U.S. Senate race in Ohio, what you find is about 49% of likely voters say they'll vote for Sherrod Brown, 44% say they'll vote for Josh Mandel. So you're looking there at about a 5 percentage point advantage among likely voters for incumbent Sherrod Brown. However, we still do have 3% undecided in that race. At this late date, undecided voters usually start to tilt towards the challenger as opposed to the incumbent. So there is some potential for that race to tighten up more.
University of Cincinnati pollster Eric Rademacher says there will be one last survey over this weekend, and the Ohio poll results will be released on Monday. I'm Steve Hirschberg.